To Patriot Point Radio. Patriot Point is your source for Kentucky news and analysis from a conservative, Christian, and common sense point of view. Here's your host, Lee Watts.
Hello, Patriots. I'm Lee Watts, and this is Patriot Point, your source for news and analysis from a conservative, Christian, and common sense point of view. And this week, I think we'll also include a constitutional point of view, because we're going to be talking about some of your constitutional rights. I've got some stuff for you this week, which a lot of you are going to find incredibly shocking. It's things that is not being reported on the mainstream media. We're going to start with this attack on your constitutional right for free speech. The attack is far more serious than people are being led to believe. It has far more to do than just with Twitter. And the depths of it is going to be really eye-opening. Then I'm going to talk about how there is a massive and sudden drop in birth rates. That is going to be eye-opening. But before we get into the news today, it's Christmas time. People are looking for gift ideas. So I'm going to put a plug in for this book that I wrote. It is called War of the Realms. It's an action-adventure story about a country where patriots become outlaws. Then they have to fight to take their country back. So it's a lot of fun action-adventure setting that's trying to prove several important points. You can get that on Amazon. There's a link in the description. Well, let's talk about what's going on in the news right now, again, from the angle that you're not hearing about. First of all, you should know there is this major attack from the left to get rid of free speech. They are going crazy that Elon Musk has bought Twitter, and he's actually allowing people to speak without liberal censorship. And this is making the liberals' heads explode. The company Apple has gone so far to say that if he doesn't start censoring people, that they're just going to ban Twitter from Apple products. Keep that in mind. If you have an Apple phone or Apple tablet, your Twitter account is gone if they go through with this threat, because they're like, we don't want you to even have the right to say anything, to read anything without liberal censorship. So Elon Musk, in response, he said if Apple actually takes Twitter off of Apple phones, that he says, I'll just start making phones. I'll buy one of those. You will sell at least one phone, Mr. Musk, because I will buy one, and I'm guessing millions of Americans will as well. Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida, he said, well, if Apple does this and they try to ban millions of Americans from even having access to Twitter on free speech, he says, well, that sounds like a monopoly to me, and there are several anti-monopoly laws. And it wouldn't surprise me if he started enforcing some of those if Apple goes through with it. So the battle for free speech, this is just the beginning. Did you know in the year 2014, there was a measure brought before the United States Senate that would repeal the free speech protections of the First Amendment? It was brought up by the Democrats, and it would make it where Congress would have the right to control any political speech in the entire country. And do you realize that every single member of the United States Senate who is a Democrat all voted for this? And this bill, it didn't pass back in 2014, but it has been brought back up. It is now a measure that is called the Disclosure Act. It's before the Senate. It's number 443. And this, again, would allow them to just say, if we don't approve of what you're saying, you're not allowed to say it. That would make these political people who use political speech that is not approved, it would make you a felon. This is before the U.S. Senate now. I don't just take my word for it. I like to back up everything I'm saying. I'm now going to play for you a clip from U.S. Senator Ted Cruz of Texas testifying before a Senate committee about the dangers of that bill in 2014 and how they are bringing it back now. So here are the words of U.S. Senator Ted Cruz.
There was a time when Democrats supported free speech. There was a time when members across the aisle actually believed in the First Amendment. Unfortunately, that time has long since passed. In 2014, Congress considered an amendment from Democrats to repeal the free speech provisions of the First Amendment. I was at the time the ranking member on the Senate Constitution Subcommittee, the Judiciary Committee. I led the fight against it. Ultimately, that amendment came to a vote on the Senate floor. And every single Senate Democrat voted to repeal the free speech protections of the First Amendment. Sure, it was a vote that would have given Congress plenary power to regulate. The initial version was to regulate any and all political speech by anyone. It literally would have said any expenditure of money for political speech. So it would have said that if a little old lady went to Home Depot and spent $5 to buy a cardboard sign and a stick to say, vote the bum out, that Congress could make it a felony and put her in jail. It also could have given Congress the ability to criminalize union organizing, and every single Democrat voted for it when it was voted on the floor.
Yes, the left right now is terrified of free speech, which is essential to having a free nation. And there's been no time in history where the people banning free speech have turned out to be the good guys. Notice this quote from Mr. Elon Musk about his fight for free speech. This is a battle for the future of civilization. If free speech is lost, even in America, tyranny is all that lies ahead. And he's not alone in this sentiment. Notice these words from President Washington. He said, if freedom of speech is taken away, then dumb and silent, we may be led like sheep to the slaughter. This kind of reminds me of another quote from a founding father, and that would be Benjamin Franklin, who said, if you become sheep, the wolves will eat you. And boy, are these words relevant to today. So Mr. Elon Musk says he's going to allow free speech on Twitter, and that includes free speech about COVID. And this is one of the things that is making the left go crazy. They want to control what is allowed to be said and not said about that. And that leads us to the second point today, how there has been a major, huge drop in birth rates, specifically among those groups that have had three or more doses of that shot in the arm. I'm trying to have to use code words so that YouTube won't ban yet another video about this. Gee, I hope Elon Musk would buy YouTube. Well, in Australia, Australia was one of the countries with the strictest mandates, the strictest lockdowns and oppressions. They go on and brag now through their force and coercion that 72% of all Australians have now had three shots in the arm. Now, with that being said, let's think about some figures right here. All of these figures come from and I'm going to just put up the link for you in the description of this video. This comes from the Australian government itself. You can read it yourself on the Australian government's own website. This is what it says. They keep track of their birth rates. Well, every single month in Australia for the last decade or more, they will average between 23,000 to 28,000 births every single month, just like clockwork, is how many the Australians are increasing every single month. However, something is happening. They just now, this month, released the numbers for 2021 birth rates. And I want you to notice what we are looking at here. You can see the chart shows the last decade, how everything's pretty much in the same vein, very consistent. But then on October of 2021, all of a sudden there was a 10% drop in the birth rates, reaching a record low for the decade. But it didn't stop in October. In November, the birth rate dropped 21% to another record low of 18,186. The numbers came out just this week for December of last year. The birth rate has dropped for people with three doses an average of 74% down to 6,659 births in that month. Now, think about this. This is the lowest birth rate there has been for the last 68 years in Australia over here. It's never gone beyond below 10,000, but now it is down 74% among their population. So let's put this in perspective. 72% of their population has had three shots in the arm. And now, 74% drop in the birth rate. This is a huge, massive nation-changing figure. Now, to keep this in perspective, well, what about here in the United States? I looked it up. As of this month, the United States has only had 10% of its population get three shots in the arm. So we're going to be seeing some, again, massive impacts from this, which leads us to some of the other details about this shot in the arm. Let's talk about the Florida Surgeon General. He's a fellow by the name of Dr. Joseph A. Latipo, and he did a little study. He says, well, I want to know, we got all these people that are dying all of a sudden, especially from heart attacks, young people in particular. So they did a study there in Florida. See, they didn't trust the numbers coming out from Washington, D.C. and the CDC for some reason. So Florida did its own study, and this is what they found. In this report, which I will link in this video, you can just look at it and read it for yourself. This is what it says. This is the section, cardiac-related deaths following vaccination. This is from the Surgeon General of Florida. Quote, in the 28 days following vaccination, a statistically significant increase in cardiac-related deaths was detected for the entire study population. Then they did a thing about your heart attacks based on the type of vaccination and your sex. He says, quote, concerning vaccination type, males receiving mRNA vaccination had a significantly higher risk, while males receiving vaccinations that were not mRNA had significantly lower risk. So he's like, hey, listen, he's not anti-vaccines. He's anti this vaccine. He's like, this one is significantly higher risk. Because of that, he went out and he put out something on Twitter. He says, today we've released an analysis of the COVID-19 mRNA vaccines the public needs to be aware of. This analysis showed an increased risk of cardiac-related death among men 18 to 39. Florida will not be silent on the truth. So here you have a Florida Surgeon General saying, do not take this, especially males 18 to 39 seem exceptionally susceptible to heart attacks because of it. So that's something I hope everybody keeps in mind. I had mentioned last week, and I want to repeat, if you have not seen the new documentary, which is called Died Suddenly, you can get it on Rumble for free. I highly encourage that you watch that documentary. It could quite literally help save your life or somebody else's. Well, that's one of the reasons I hope you watch Patriot Point each and every week, because this is the kind of stuff and news that you're not going to get anywhere else. So make sure you mark the station that you are watching right now. If you're watching on the internet, make sure you hit that subscribe button so you can get notified when there's another video. Share this with other people, because otherwise they're not going to hear it from anybody else. Don't forget about that Christmas gift idea of that book, War of the Realms. I think a lot of you patriots will really enjoy that. So until next week, I'm Lee Watts for Patriot Point, reminding you that liberty is not a spectator sport. You've been listening.